women run for office at lower rates than their male counterparts. A new research done by UW Extension looks at what holds women back from running for public office. While anyone considering becoming a candidate may face some obstacles, the study found that men and women cite different concerns.
Joining us now to discuss the study are two of the researchers. Jenny Erickson is an associate professor and community resource development educator with the University of Wisconsin Extension in Sauk County. Jenny, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
And Victoria Solomon is the community resource development educator with the University of Wisconsin Extension in Greene County. Her educational programming focuses on leadership development and local government issues. Victoria, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
So in an article that you wrote for the League of Wisconsin Municipalities publication called The Municipality, you wrote that while participation in our modern democracy is now open to all citizens, open doesn't necessarily mean that all feel that they can participate as fully. Jenny, what did you mean by that?
Well, Victoria and I spend a lot of time working with local government officials throughout our respective communities, and we just noticed that women just aren't represented at the same levels of men as men. On county boards, about 19% of typical county board makeup is comprised of women, and town boards is even less. It's less than 10%. And so, you know, we were curious as to what was causing that.
And Victoria, how significant is the difference in how many women run for elected office compared to men?
Well, it's very different. I mean, what was actually very interesting as we were looking into this was that when women actually do run, they get elected at the same rate as men do. So really it comes down to why aren't women actually taking the initiative and the effort to run.
And do you have any sense of whether that number has changed significantly over the past few decades? Are more women running than used to, or has it always been about the same number?
Well, when it comes down to the county board, there hasn't been that much of a change over the last 10 years. So there hasn't been much movement in that local level there.
So you recently took on a research project along with the University of Wisconsin River Falls Survey Center to look at why women run for public office less than men do. And Jenny, who did you specifically talk to?
We did two different surveys. We surveyed all of the current county board supervisors throughout the state of Wisconsin, and we also tried to survey what we call as potential local elected officials, which are much harder to find. But we used our networks throughout the county, our various extension offices and their connections to identify folks that might be potential elected officials. And so we were able to compare some of the information between our current county board supervisors and some folks that folks felt were good candidates to run for office.
So I think it's interesting because obviously it's a big decision to run for elected office, whether you're a man or a woman, depending on your own, you know, family situation and other considerations. But you found that women give quite different reasons than men for why they don't run. Victoria, what were some of the top considerations or concerns that women cited?
Well, the top one across the board came down to a lack of time. But one of the things that we noticed for the reasons that women were giving were different issues that sort of boiled down to sort of a lack of confidence and a lack of comfort with different things people were associating with either running for office or for actually serving in office. So that sort of boiled down to sort of a lack of interest or willingness to ask for campaign funds, concerns about potentially negative political atmosphere in local government, and concerns about criticism for either the person themselves or possibly against, you know, their spouse or partner or family.
I found that interesting because according to your research, almost twice as many women than men said that they had concerns about reprisals or criticism. Why do you think that is so much larger a concern for women than male counterparts might feel?
You know, I'm not sure we have a good answer to that. There's so much more research we could be doing, and those are some of the questions that we're kind of starting to uncover. We just know we asked about 30 different barriers, and we know that women rank 25 of those as more significant than men. And so even though they may not necessarily be a lot more significant in the eyes of women than men, there are still 25 of those barriers that are a bigger deal to women. So I think sometimes when you add up all of those barriers, it's kind of, you know, for lack of a better term, death by a thousand cuts. It's just, it gets to be too many to overcome. And together, the sum of the barriers starts to be kind of overwhelming.
One of the things that really stood out to me is that only 5.9% of men said that they don't want to run against an incumbent, while 23.9% of women cited that as a factor for why they wouldn't run. And I have to say, having done early voting and seeing here in Madison three uncontested school board races, for example, it seems like if women are really hesitant to run against an incumbent, that could really contribute to a lot of uncontested races. Jenny?
Yeah, I would agree. I think that, again, what Victoria was talking about is we noticed this significant thread in women's responses around this kind of concept of self-confidence. And that one is ties right into that idea that women are just more hesitant to run against an incumbent. And I think that that's connected with those issues about, this willingness to run and being concerned about making decisions in public. All those pieces are to me, make up that larger component of just not having maybe the confidence that they need or could have to run for elected office.
We're talking with Jenny Erickson and Victoria Solomon right now. They're with UW Extension, and they are working on research to determine why fewer women run for public office than men do. And you know, one of the questions you asked, which I found really interesting, is asking men and women to define what makes someone a qualified candidate. And Victoria, what did you find when you posed that question?
Yeah, so one of the things that was really interesting in looking at that, I just want to mention, is that a number of the people who were responding actually said that they had a lot of the experiences that they were looking at. So we had just been talking about, you know, potential lack of confidence, but people who were responding were actually saying, women who were responding were saying that they had some of the experiences. So that was sort of an interesting finding. One of the first things that really came up was, of course, knowing about local issues and being familiar with the community. And so that was a really, really key piece, the sort of fundamental. Jenny, did you want to talk a little bit more about some of the others?
Sure. Well, we looked at what are some of the skills or experiences people would need to have or to be qualified to run for office. And it was kind of interesting to me that the supervisors, the current county board supervisors, and the potential elected officials in both surveys all agreed on the top five skills or qualities, one being informed on local public policy issues, two, knowing many people in the community, three, attending local government meetings, four, having public speaking experience, and five, running an organization or business. So everyone agreed that those were the top skills that a local elected official should have. And when we asked folks, you know, do you have these experiences? And many of the current elected officials and many of the potential elected officials had all of them. And men and women didn't have a difference in terms of their experiences in that area. But when we asked them, men and women, are you qualified to run? These are the potential elected officials. Overwhelmingly, men said yes, and women, well, they didn't say no, but I would say 60% of women said yes and 71% of men said yes. So we really saw a significant difference in the responses between men and women about how qualified are you to run, even though they had very similar experiences.
And in just about 15 seconds, can we change these? Can we make it easier for women to run?
I think the key piece is asking them to run. We know that people run for office because somebody asked them to run. And women might have a different path to office than men, and so you might need to highlight different pieces. You might need to highlight their current skills and abilities so that they realize, yeah, we've got this. We can run for office too.
Jenny, Victoria, thanks so much for joining us. Jenny Erickson and Victoria Solomon are both with UW Extension and researched barriers for women to run for elected office.